News RELEASEMARIPOSA in Concert Mariposa in Concerts, Mike. Wildly popular. An evening of blues and gospel show returns February 4, 2023, with another incredible lineup of all-star vocalists and musicians assembled, arranged and directed by Aurelia's own Juno Award-winning producer, Lance Anderson. This is our 11th annual blues and gospel show, Mike Chair Pam Carter said. It is a sellout every year and provides a much-needed midwinter relief for attendees. The show will be held at the Aurelia Opera House. Tickets are $35, all fees and taxes included, and are available at the Aurelia Opera House box office or online at aureliaoperahouse.ca. Winner and 2020's nominee for the Maple Blues Piano, Keyboard Player of the Year, Lance Anderson, is the musical arranger and director of the show. Bobby Dean Blackburn, one of Canada's earliest R&B artists, will be joined by Matt Weidinger on vocals and multiple instruments, Thomas Nelson on bass and vocals and, as in past years, Lance will introduce an artist that is new to the Mariposa audience. This year, that artist is Varese Vassal Bowen, a spectacular gospel and soul vocalist from Guelph. Lance Anderson's musical connections run deep in the industry, and he always assembles a stellar group of artists. We sell out this show every year, and people are well advised to pick up their tickets as soon as possible. Bobby Dean Blackburn. R&B artist Bobby Dean Blackburn gained legendary status as the first black entertainer on Yonge Street in Toronto. Starting in 1959, Blackburn made a name for himself with his band, Bobby Dean and the Gems, playing in the afternoons at the Zanzibar A-Go-Go on the Yonge Street Strip for years. The Zanzibar began as a live music venue featuring jazz and blues. Later, it became a dance club with go-go dancers. He helped provide opportunities for musicians who followed him. Known as Canada's Fats Domino, R&B artist Bobby Dean Blackburn gained legendary status as the first black entertainer on Yonge Street in Toronto. Starting in 1959, Blackburn made a name for himself with his band, Bobby Dean and the Gems, playing in the afternoons at the Zanzibar A-Go-Go on the Yonge Street Strip for years. The Zanzibar began as a live music venue featuring jazz and blues. Later, it became a dance club with go-go dancers. He helped provide opportunities for musicians who followed him. Known as Canada's Fats Domino, Blackburn is a world-class soulful blues man and true rock enroller with over 60 years of experience entertaining audiences around North America. In his career, Blackburn has shared his stage with many of the legends of the past, including Bo Diddley, Buddy Miles, Rick James and Liberty Silver. He also inspired four musician sons, tenor saxophonist Robert, keyboardist Dwayne, drummer Corey and guitarist Brooke. They perform under the group name Blackburn. It took until 2010 for Bobby Dean to record his first album, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, at the age of 69. Now, he says he's fulfilled because all of his four sons are musicians. They are fulfilling a dream that I always had. He is a world-class soulful blues man and true rock enroller with over 60 years of experience entertaining audiences around North America. Matt Weidinger. Matt Weidinger has a voice like no other. The 28-year-old Kitchener, aunt. Native is a passionate young songwriter who is well known for his mature rock, soul vocals and impressive multi-instrumental, keyboards, guitars, mandolin, talents. His unmistakable earthly tones captivate the hearts of anyone who hears it. He performs like a veteran musician on the piano and organ and is equally proficient on guitar, bass or mandolin. Although some consider him a throwback of the 60s, he still has the capacity to grab the attention of both the old, young and everyone in between. He's an old soul, who easily commands the attention of any crowd. His passion for music and performing is contagious. Starting his music career at the ripe age of 15, Weidinger has had the pleasure of playing a variety of venues around southwestern Ontario on a weekly basis. He also performs at multiple blues festivals around the province and across Canada. Varese Vassal Bowen. Varese Vassal Bowen is a singer, songwriter and recording artist based in the city of Guelph. She graced the Canadian gospel scene in 2016 with her debut album Forever Praise. This project blends a combination of traditional, contemporary, neo-soul, and even spoken word into a soul-stirring musical work. Her new single I Am Enough takes you on a journey from pain to praise. Vassil Bowen served as the artistic director for Guelph Black Heritage Society's Juneteenth Celebration 2021. She has gracefully shared the stage with some of Southern Ontario's finest musicians and singers. Vassil Bowen also served as executive producer and visionary for the annual Joy in the City, a Christmas gospel celebration and women in worship, May 2018. Her music can be found on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify and other digital music outlets. Thomas Nelson is a Canadian bass player and vocalist. Born in Luverne, Alabama, at the age of two, he moved with his family to Niagara Falls, NY, during the Great Migration. At 5 years of age, he began singing and was a featured soloist in school and church. Influenced by James Brown, Wilson Pickett, Sam Cooke and the Beatles, at 16, Nelson formed his first band, Supreme Soul. He carved out a space in the local music scene and became a highly respected vocalist and bassist performing in events and nightclubs. He is a 2020 inductee to the Niagara Falls, NY, Music Hall of Fame. In 1970, Nelson immigrated to Canada and began performing with a variety of bands in the Niagara Falls, Ont, music scene. The late Colleen Peterson's invitation to be in her backup band led to 9 performances in the spring of 1979 at Massey Hall. One of the 9 was as an opener for Gordon Lightfoot. Nelson moved to Toronto, and the music scene was very kind. For 4 years, he toured with Mark Haynes and the Zippers and recorded the LP Radio Jungle. Al Jarreau, Keb, Moe, Esperanza Spalding, James Jamerson, Larry Graham, Marcus Miller, the Staple Singers, Stevie Wonder and Weather Report are a few influences. Lance Anderson Juno Award-winning producer Lance Anderson returns once again to reprise his role as musical arranger, director behind Mariposa in Concert's annual, An Evening of Blues and Gospel, show. Anderson, who has been performing for 50 years, was nominated for the Maple Blues Award for Piano, Keyboard Player of the Year, and his new band Matchedash Parish was nominated for 2 Maple Blues Awards in 2020 for New Artist, Group of the Year and Record of the Year, Saturday Night. The Orillia resident has still had a busy season getting back to work after the pandemic. The Last Waltz, a musical celebration of the band and everyday people, the music of Sly and the Family Stone are 2 theater shows that played festivals and concerts this summer. His words and music presentation, Take 5, Dave Brubeck was a hit at the Orillia Jazz Festival this fall. Add to that an orchestral work that Lance scored of Oscar Peterson's Canadiana Suite, that will be performed by the Windsor Symphony on February 11, 2023. In 2015, Anderson and Kelly Peterson, widow of the late Oscar Peterson, co-produced a 3-CD set of Oscar Peterson classics entitled Oscar, With Love. Anderson himself contributed 2 performances, Sir Lancewell, an original composition Peterson wrote for him, and OP's Boogie, which Anderson wrote for Peterson based on some lines from one of the jazz legend's solos. Still one of the busiest producers and arrangers in Canada, Anderson looks forward to another year of projects, including a new CD by the Matchedash Parish, his new, large ensemble featuring Matt Weidinger. This group played to rave reviews at the Mariposa Folk Festival, Montreal International Jazz Festival, Mont Tremblant International Blues Fest and the Kitchener Blues Festival in 2019. He also has a New Orleans-based band called the Nola Parish. Anderson is currently co-executive producer of the Bouquet Jazz and Blues Festival and the Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival both in Panama. Michael Slosky, drums St. Catharines-based drummer Michael Slosky has performed and recorded with many of Canada's top musicians and artists including Bruce Coburn, Wondering Where the Lions Are, Holly Cole, the Cameo Blues Band, Mary Margaret O'Hara, Manteca, the Dominic Troiano Band, the Dexters, Prairie Oyster, Strangeness Beauty, Danny Brooks, and the Rockin' Revelators, Bill King Saturday Night Fish Fry, and has enhanced the sound on countless pop, rock and blues recordings at North America's most prestigious studios. He is a drummer's drummer and has a legendary groove. Since 2003 and the release of their first CD, Footwork, Michael and Lance have played as an organ and drum duo at festivals. The Joint Chiefs of Soul is the name of their next CD to be released in the spring of 2023. The Mariposa Folk Foundation's 2022-23 concert series is sponsored by Alleycats Music and Art, Apple Annie's Cafe, Bell Chiropractic and Soft Tissue Center, Kathy Cleary Design, Dapper Depot, Dentistry on West, Downtown Computers, Hog and Penny Pub, IG Wealth Management, Lavender Hills Farm, Tim Lauer, Sales Representative, Royal LePage Real Quest Realty and Wildflower Farm. Show details can be found here. Tickets available at the Orillia Opera House by clicking here or calling 705-326-8011.